Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Kids all across the region are returning home to learn, maybe for the rest of the semester, maybe to start the beginning of next year as COVID cases spike again. It's been a strain on parents and students alike. We're going to talk a little bit about that now. Joining us is Erin Upp. She's a parent of two students at Walnut Hills High School in Cincinnati. Erin, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. We also have Wanisha Gray. She's a senior at Dater High School here in Cincinnati. Wanisha, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me today.
Our pleasure to have you as well. Erin, tell us a little bit about your feelings when you learned that Cincinnati Public Schools would be returning to remote learning again.
Well, we are in a little bit of a different situation as Walnut Hills is the only school in CPS that had never returned to in-person learning. So it did not really affect my kids as much because we have been home all year long.
So what has that been like? Let me ask you a little bit about that then, because if you've been a part of virtual learning since the beginning of the school year, had you been looking forward to returning to the classroom sometime soon?
We had hoped, but the information that was given to us by the board was that Walnut Hills has way too many students. And even if they break the students into two groups, they cannot follow CDC guidelines to be safe within the building.
So you were not optimistic then of having your students return to Walnut Hills campus, I guess, as long as we're dealing with this pandemic?
Absolutely. They have not given us any time frame, but it appears as if it may be the entire school year. There have been limited ways that they have addressed this with the Walnut Hills parents. So
we'll talk a little bit about the experience within your household this academic year as your home becomes a school building itself.
It does. So my kids have their own laptops that CPS provided for them, which was great. They stay in their rooms all day because they're on Google Meets. So they can't be in rooms with other people because they're on different classes, you know, listening to different things. It's luckily my kids are old enough to stay home alone. I'm not sure what I would do if I had to provide childcare. That would definitely be a hardship for our family. But I just hate the fact that my husband and I leave and my kids are home alone all day long with limited social interaction and a lot of isolation.
When you think about your kids having that limited social interaction and, as you say, a lot of isolation, what are your concerns as a mother about any potential long-term impacts in these crucial years? I imagine they must be teenagers if they're in high school.
They are. They are 15 and 16. Unfortunately, I'm not sure we're going to know the ramifications of this for the next 5 or 10 years. I have seen both of my children withdraw some academically. Their grades are not where they normally are. I have also seen a big pushback of wanting to do any schoolwork. It's really hard to motivate them. And they just don't know their teachers or know kids that are in their class, and they can't interact with other kids in their classes. So it's not a good collaborative learning environment for them.
Well, outside of diminished academic returns, Erin, what are your kids saying about this experience in general, but particularly as it relates to school?
Neither of them particularly like school right now. There's a lot of complaining about school. The first month, my daughter actually asked to shadow at a local private school because the first month she absolutely hated it and dreaded getting on every single morning. That has gotten better. I think they have kind of gotten used to this way of learning and this way of being in school, but it's still just not ideal at all for them.
We've seen reports that some parents of students within the Cincinnati Public School District have thought about transferring out because of the way that the district has handled COVID-19 and whether it would be remote, hybrid, virtual, in person. Have you thought about that at all?
Yes, we did consider it. Like I said, my daughter shadowed at a local private school. I have offered my kids to shadow at different schools if they are interested. Both of them have just made too many friendships and they both play sports. So they're kind of invested at Walnut Hills right now. I personally know several families that have transferred out of the district. And it is a frustration in the fact that I know these decisions are very hard for the board, but they give a lot of options for remote only learning, but they're not really giving a lot of options to us parents that really feel like our kids are going to be safe in the building. So there's a little bit of a frustration there that they're not always listening to, you know, how all the parents feel. And I understand if you want your kids to stay at home, I'm all for that if you feel safe in that way. And there's two options within CPS to allow for that. There really isn't an option for my kids to go back in the building right now. So I'm just stuck.
If you had the option, what would you do?
I would allow my kids back in the building. All of the research that's coming out is showing that schools are very safe for kids. So I would feel very safe sending my kids back to school. I realize right now is not the time to push that agenda with the spike in cases. Obviously, the schools are doing what they feel is necessary because there is a big spike in the community. And I completely understand that. But I'm hoping that we can start looking forward to next semester and that the board can really start to put together some good plans for those parents and families that really feel safe sending their kids back to school.
That's Erin Opp, a parent of two students at Walnut Hills High School. We're also joined today via Zoom by Wanisha Gray, a senior at Dater High School. Wanisha, how do you feel right now about the way the school year has gone?
I'm actually very, like, it's so unexpected. Like, I did not expect it, so I feel like it's absurd because I want that high school feeling and to be able to experience my senior year at that. And when I, like, I did the two-day thing. And it wasn't like school. I hear her talk about she would like her kids doing that, but it's like, when you go there, they, like, we don't even have lockers. It's like, they know that if something happened, we would all just up and leave. Like, we can't get too comfortable at school. You can't talk to your friends. You have to have security guards walk you to the restroom. You got to eat lunch in the class with a box over you. Like, it's just so, it's like something you would see in a movie that you would never expect. And I just feel so unmotivated by school right now. It don't even feel like school.
I'm sorry, Wanisha, when you said the two-day, you're referencing the hybrid situation where you would be on a campus for 2 days and then at home.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you think about being a senior in high school and all of the traditions that come with that, in an ideal world, what would you be doing this year?
I would be planning senior class trips, doing spirit week, prom, homecoming, like having pep rallies, but you can't even associate with your friends. You can't even eat lunch with your friends. You can't even go to the restroom by yourself. It's like we in preschool all over again, basically.
So being in school on the days that you are supposed to be there, that's just not pleasant either.
No, it's not at all. Because, and plus, you can't, I love my teachers, but it's like, you can't really learn because the teachers, they got to teach it to the next group. So I'm A group. They got to teach it to B group also. So they can't move on because they're going to have to teach it to the next group. So you basically just stuck. And it's like, so I understand why some people actually is doing just the online school, because I actually would prefer that, because at the same time, when you at the school, the teachers can't help you at all because they can't come near you because the corona, they have to stay at least 6 feet. And some of my teachers are very old and stuff, and they scared, and we respect their wishes to not be near them. And that can mess us up because some people need like to have one-on-one with their teachers to learn. And I'm one of them people who need to like have meetings with my teachers to understand what's going on. And you can't have that. So it's basically like, I am the teacher. I'm teaching myself, basically. And I don't know how to stay motivated to do the school, but I'm just, it's a lot.
We're going to continue this conversation with Wanisha Gray, a senior at Dater High School, and Erin Upp, a parent of two students at Walnut Hills High School, just ahead. And a little bit later in our program today, we'll be talking with a local doctor and researcher and someone who's involved in tech startups related to life sciences about the promise of the three vaccines, we're learning a lot about when you can expect to be able to get them and what that might mean for you. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Our guests today are Erin Upp. She's a parent of two students at Walnut Hills High School. And we're also joined by Juanisha Gray, a senior at Dater High School. We're talking about the return to remote learning, or in the case of Erin Upp's family, the remote learning that apparently just will not end. Erin, talk a little bit about some of the other parents that you know and whether you're all on the same page here with frustration and impatience?
In speaking with a lot of other parents, we are just, we just feel like we're at a standstill and there just aren't a lot of answers that are being given by the board. And it could just be that they really don't know yet. And so I have to kind of respect that, you know, they are learning new information. We're all getting new information and they have to make decisions on a daily basis. I just feel like they could just be a little bit more proactive, especially in the case of Walnut Hills, asking how many people will stay at home, tell them to stay at home, and then see how many people want to come to school and then see if that's feasible. I mean, I don't know if that's an option, but I just feel like we were told at the middle of September that Walnut Hills cannot go back, even though we got the robocalls all summer long that we were going to do the hybrid. So all of a sudden, we were just at a loss. We had no idea that that's what they were going to make a decision about. So it's just, you know, with other parents and myself, we just are looking for ways that we can help and advocate on behalf of our kids in order to try to get back into the classroom.
We heard, Erin, Juanisha talk about some of the senior trips, for example, Spirit Week and that sort of thing, the traditions that come with being in school in a year where a global pandemic hasn't taken hold. What type of traditions or experiences are your kids concerned about missing? You're concerned about their missing?
Well, my heart does go out to Juanisha for her being a senior. That is, it's a really tough year to be a senior. And I really appreciate her perspective on being at school in the hybrid model. And so I really appreciate you talking about that, Juanisha. As far as my kids, they are freshmen and sophomores. And I think it's just the experience of, like Juanisha said, homecomings, proms, different things that each class does as a class every year, you know, just to have the high school experience. I'm glad that mine are not seniors. I'm really thankful for that. So they do have a couple more years. Luckily, you know, sports have been off and on and off and on. But both of my kids play sports, so that has been a big outlet. So we find out again tonight if winter sports gets to continue or not from the school board meeting tonight. So it's just, you know, having sports has definitely been a great outlet for them to get out of the house and do some different things.
Juanisha, we heard Erin talk about the isolation that her two kids are experiencing while learning remotely. Have you experienced those feelings?
Yes. Like, it got to that point where I don't even know where to start. Like, a lot of stuff been going on, and with the learning, my teachers, it's cool and all, but you just, as a student, from my point of view, I just feel like it's so unmotivated. It's like, I just want to turn my assignment in before 11:59. Like, other than that, I just don't know really. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, it's not like I'm even learning. I'm just trying to survive, basically. And it's like, you can't really go nowhere. And plus, they just put the curfew that I can't go past 10 o'clock. You can't go certain places. So school was the getaway for kids. Like, that's what we did. We had our friends there, our peoples, and you could have fun. But now it's like, it's not like that anymore. You don't have nothing. Like, that's why it could really mess with people. Like, that is, it's really getting to me because I don't have nothing to look forward to.
What is the social life like right now, Juanisha? I mean, outside of school, I guess there are limited opportunities for you even to engage with your friends in the neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah, so like with my friends, some of my friends' parents are like, some have like problems, like.
So they might be immunocompromised.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to put them in harm's way or I wouldn't want them to put me in harm's way. So that messed up a lot of things. So it's like I'm still isolating myself, even if I'm not just at school. So it's like I can't really have my, and plus I'm only 16. So I be wanting to experience life, but I can't experience life with everything going on because I had trips planned, like a lot of things planned, but with this stuff happening, it canceled a lot of things. Not just ruined my senior year, it ruined my, like, my experience at being 16, like, because everybody, and it's like, you can't really do what you would think you could do. Like, I go in the store and I see people with, like, let me tell y'all probably think it's funny, but when I watch movies, I'll be looking at them like, where are they masks?
I have to say, Juanisha, I have that reaction a lot myself. I don't think we're alone there. It's so strange now. We've been through this so long to watch the good old days where you could sit in a crowd. But I have the same feeling. You are not alone. But you're a senior, and we all know, you know, the types of, you know, cultural connection that we put on that year, what it means to be a senior in high school in this country. But outside of the traditions, there is a next step in life. And that's, you know, what happens after high school. You go into the workforce or you go into college or you do both of those things. How are you planning for that during this period?
College right now. So I'm actually working on, I've been applying to colleges and things. But with the colleges, usually I would like to go to my colleges and check them out and things. But since this, they have virtual open houses, and I don't really understand that because I want to be like the feel, the in-person feel, like understand. And when it's actually hard for me applying for colleges right now because I don't have, like, I don't get one-on-one time with my counselor to help me apply, so it's taking me a little longer because my counselor, he can only do so much with like a class of 200 people of seniors, so it's like a lot, and it don't supposed to be this stressful. It don't supposed to be like this for your senior year. Your senior year supposed to be laid back, you relaxing, basically having fun. But this, I don't even know where to go next. I don't know what next step it is.
So upsetting to hear about how difficult that's being. And before we run, Aaron, let me give you the last 30 seconds here. If you had the board members in front of you right now, what would you say to them?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I would just really appreciate if they could listen to all sides. In listening to the school board meetings all summer long, you know, starting in July up until now, the union definitely has a lot of influence over the board. And I understand the union is there to protect the teachers. But at the same time, then that makes us parents, we have to advocate on behalf of our kids. I just would really like to see some better options for in-person learning for us parents that really feel like it's safe and really want our kids to be back in the school building and to learn in that best way possible. And it's just, give us a little bit more answers or give us some feedback on the plans that are going to happen for next school year, or not next school year, at least next semester, so we can kind of plan for our own families and try to figure out what's going to be best for our kids.
Aaron Upp is the parent of two students at Walnut Hills High School, and Juanisha Gray is a senior at Dater High School. Aaron, thank you so much. And Juanisha, good luck to you. I know it's stressful, but we're rooting for you, and we hope we'll check back with you sometime to see how it's going. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.